Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria 17, Johannesburg and Emalahleni 16 degrees. We start in the Western Cape, where police have launched a manhunt for suspects after five people were gunned down and seven others wounded in separate shooting incidents in Mitchell's Plain. Police spokesperson Novella Patawa says they were shot at two tuck shops in Beacon Valley. She says the motive for the shootings are unknown.
The incidents are believed to be gang-related, and anti-gang unit detectives are investigating murder and attempted murder cases. Multidisciplinary forces have since been deployed to the area to prevent further occurrences.
Here in Gauteng, the Education Department is urging learners, parents and community members to be vigilant when purchasing food items and to avoid purchasing from unauthorized food vendors. Spokesperson Steve Mabona says this follows the tragic passing of a grade 10 learner from the Orange Farm Secondary School who died after allegedly consuming snacks bought from a spaza shop near her home.
And it's unfortunate that we continue to see some of these incidences where it is alleged that learners would have consumed snacks and they end up dying.
Gauteng Finance MEC Lebohang Maila says agro-processing must be seen as a tool for human development and not just economic growth. Speaking at the Gauteng Agro-Processing Convention, Maila highlighted the link between food security, mental health and poverty.
This is especially important in the context of the Gauteng province, where a persistent cost of living crisis has brought many families on the brink, with unemployment, food insecurity and hunger being the most pronounced effects of the crisis.
Now for this morning's big news, tributes continue to pour in from far and wide for former Deputy President David Mabuza. Bossa says he was a central figure in South Africa's political journey. Mabuza served as Deputy President of South Africa from 2018 to 2023, and prior to that as Premier of Mpumalanga for nearly a decade. Here's Bossa spokesperson Roger Solomons.
As the leader of Bold One South Africa, Honorable Musima Imani, and the former Deputy President, often found themselves at opposing sides of policy and principle. But today we pause to honor the life of a man who occupied one of the highest offices in our nation and played a significant role in its political life.
Action SA President Herman Mashaba has extended his heartfelt condolences to Mabuza's family, friends and loved ones.
Action SA simply wishes to extend compassion to his family as they begin this difficult mourning journey.
The EFF also honoured Mabuza, not only for the positions he held, but for being part of a generation of black South Africans who stood up in the face of violent regime. For more, go to jacarandfm.com and click on news. And finally, the South African Broadcasting Corporation and SuperSport have reached an agreement to jointly broadcast the clash between the Springboks and Italy. South Africa will take on Italy at Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium next Saturday. Here's Sports Minister Gaetan McKenzie.
The Springboks belong to the whole country, and such an important game will be shown live and everybody will be able to watch it.
I'm Chanel. September mornings to follow in Afrikaans at 11.
Boy, Monangi Chanel. My name is Danny Painter in Freelana Africa Bread and Camp this morning, coming to you live from Anybos. If you are up, but it is going to be a beautiful day here in Anybos. We're getting ready to host our big show tonight, and if you're here, you could join Martin and the breakfast team on stage on the Jacaranda FM for the work. All you need to do, if you are coming to Anybos, come and find the purple Jacaranda FM van. Come and take a picture with the cutout, life-size cutout, of Martin and the team. And we could be putting you on stage with the guys tonight at Anybos. It is an opportunity of a lifetime. I'm telling you, don't miss out on this one. Come and say how's it here at the van and come and take your picture so you could be joining us on stage tonight here at Anybos. I got to tell you, it is 10:05 and I have eaten almost everything at Anybos. Thank you for the pancakes. Thank you for the coffee. But please stop sending.